So, to begin, I'd like to do a little bit of a reflection on the first topic that came up during today's call, which was the topic of awareness. And there are two angles or two perspectives we're going to take a look at when it comes to awareness. First of all, let's take a look at this thing called the spiritual muscle of awareness. When people engage in these types of discussions, where the conversation surrounds this concept of spirituality and one's journey to self-discovery and self-realization, it is very easy to enter into a pattern, a cycle, a tendency in which we scan to see if there's something wrong, if there's something off, if there's discomfort energetically or physically that we need to address. And essentially, the use of this muscle of awareness stops after we've scanned for issues, for things to fix, for things to resolve. And very fair, it is a very effective spiritual muscle to use to identify discord within us and the debris within our field that perhaps it would benefit us from clearing. But that's not the extent to which we can use awareness. Awareness is a tremendous gift when we are in a state of peace and when we are in a state of resolve. The moment at which we are in stillness, when we are in that space of peace and silence, we have a tremendous opportunity. And that opportunity is to look beyond what the human sees as the work to be done to be more spiritual. That is the point at which we can begin to expand our sense or state of awareness into the wonderful things that are happening, not in the human story, but rather within our field, within our energetic spheres of influence. Perhaps it's time to have a more direct conversation with ourselves as spirit without needing, wanting, or having conditions about what the conversation or the topics will be about. Maybe it's about taking a look at the unseen team that we work with, at the guides who are always there, at those angelic beings who are so ready to assist, and yet we so readily forget their presence. So I encourage you to take a look at this concept of awareness, not as a tool for excavation when stuff hits your fan or when stuff starts to feel unbearable and it's time to clear it. I encourage you to use this muscle of awareness in order to explore much broader spheres of influence than simply those that represent discord for you. This is how we familiarize ourselves with our power. This is how we become comfortable in greater expansive states. And this is where we begin to feel into what our power is, what it does for us, and what we can do for others with it. And that brings me to one other point about awareness. And that is the constructs or the concepts of awareness and consciousness. And we spoke of this today, and I mentioned during the call that it's a topic that I'm writing quite extensively about, but nothing has been published yet. So for me, familiarity, for you, maybe not yet something you've heard me talk about. In colloquial exchange, people often use the words consciousness or to be conscious of something and to awareness or to be aware of something interchangeably. And there are very many perspectives on this, and I'm in no way saying that the one that I'm going to present to you now is the correct one, but I am going to suggest that you really take a close look at it. Consider that we are, at our very nature, as spirit, we are formlessness. We are pure consciousness. We are consciousness. consciousness. When we say be in this world, we mean be in that state of awareness of our consciousness, of that very nature of which we are. Awareness is where we speak of our acknowledgement of, our knowingness of, our self-realization of aspects of our consciousness. So it's not about taking conscious action, it's about taking action in a state of awareness. Be awake to the fact that you are present and that you have access to you this thing called the now moment. Being aware of being in the now moment is fundamental if what your objective is to exercise your power with awareness, to exercise free will in your sovereign state of being in this world, to be that creator that you have come here to be.